Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the United States of Tara. Tonight's host is DJ Jesse Janity. Joining Jesse will be AfterBuzz co-hosts David Schiffolitti and Allison Garfinkel. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest United States of Tara news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, DJ Jesse Janity!
Yeah, what up, After Buzzers? It's your boy, DJ Jesse. And I'm here with my dear friends, David and Ali.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
First you tell me it's too low, now you tell
I was telling you that the headphones are too loud, but you sounded very low.
Oh, alrighty.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's what happened last time.
Well, we're about to get crunk up in this biznitch. Just kidding.
You love starting Tara with an English accent.
English accent, yes.
It's really weird.
It is, but it's how
But
I
it
do.
Works. It works for Tara, you know.
Yes. All right, so.
Not at all.
Crazy at all. Episode.
Uh-huh.
We had... We're coming down to the last episode.
I know, and I'm convinced that it's not ending because of because it said season and not series finale.
You got to get over that, bud.
You get over it.
I've already gotten over it 3 episodes ago when they announced that it was the series finale.
I think it's a joke.
Because Weeds is coming back, so that will subdue me for the time being,
mm-hmm.
until Weeds is over and then I realize Tara's not coming back.
Yeah,
because what are they gonna put? What are they gonna put after Jackie?
A new show.
Yeah, they'll find something.
It'll be
they
stupid.
Always
It'll be something stupid.
I know what it's gonna be, but I'm not gonna say.
No, you don't. Do you really know?
No.
Spoiler alert. No.
Spoiler alert. I don't.
Just kidding. So, all right.
Mm-hmm. We gotta dive right in.
We do. I don't know where this episode was.
It started
so typical.
Out, and no, it was not. Give me a break.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You really don't, Allie? Do you feel that this is being very typical?
I still.
The way that the episode started, or the way that the episode where the episode went.
Just the whole episode, the whole figuring everything out and the whole killing of everybody.
All right. They're trying to like tie everything up into a neat little package.
But where
that's typical.
Before they knew the series was going to end, where were they tying this up to? What were they tying this to?
Well, when we get to predictions, because we saw what happens next week, sort of.
Sort of. All right. So we see Marshall
last week.
We can talk
about
that. Wants to leave the house. And we were kind of, we all kind of felt he was going to go to New York.
I thought he was going to New York for sure.
Yeah.
And that he was just done on the show.
But reality is like the kid's like 15 years old and you can't just send your child to New York.
Go yeah, ahead. You can. When was the last time you were in New York?
Well, I lived there for like 6 years.
Okay.
But I was in my
Wasn't
20s.
My question.
I was in my 20s.
Okay. Did you not ever see like a young homeless?
I don't think Max or Tara would be sending their child off to be a homeless child in New York City. I don't think that would be the better structure for Marshall.
Well, you know, if he runs away, he runs away, and he runs away to New York.
Okay. You're going to run away to any place.
You might as well run.
Although I've seen
away
a lot of
LA.
Young homeless in California. I've actually seen
it's
more.
It's nice and warm here.
Like wearing
it's
nice clothes,
weather.
Too. Just, at least give life a shot.
Yeah, right. You got any money you can give me? What? No, I don't even have money for myself.
I'm a student, dude. Come on, I'm broker than you are.
I recently have been seeing, I know I'm breaking a commandment, but this is pretty awesome. I have recently been seeing this homeless man walking around my neighborhood wearing white hose, like white stockings.
Oh, I thought you meant like women.
No. He's like a white man. He's wearing white stockings with silver strappy shoes. And every time I see him, a different cocktail dress.
What? What?
I swear on my life.
Good for him. I can't even find one
I
that
saw
fits.
And he is skinny, like real thin. And he is like wearing like tight cocktail dresses.
Yeah, he's
white
on a homeless diet.
Stockings, silver too. Strappy shoes. Oh. And it doesn't even look like he's like run a brush through his hair.
That's hilarious. Oh.
I mean, he could steal a brush. If he's stealing dresses and hose, he could steal a brush.
And maybe they're donations.
That you donate all your cocktail dresses
to
the homeless.
He likes the Kesha look.
No, his clothes look clean.
Oh.
Anyway, the rest of them.
The rest of him does
questionable.
Not.
So he would fit in with the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes, very well. Okay. Very well. Same. Alrighty. Same style.
Well,
anyway, let's get back to business.
Speaking of housewives, Marshall ended up going there with his grandmother, who is just obsessed with Christmas, and Marshall was sleeping in the Christmas room, as a matter of fact, surrounded by more fruitcake.
That was a cheap joke.
It was.
Mm. It was a cheap joke on the show, and Bryce, it was even cheaper here.
I liked the dynamic.
I like their dynamic, too.
Bryce and Marshall's dynamic in this episode.
I like Marshall in general now. I like him so much more than... It's just a shame that I start to like him so much when...
The show is about to end.
It's quote-unquote ending.
It's not ending. It's not ending.
Well, I think they're giving us more from his character. Because I agree with him. I mean, he's just... He's growing up. We're seeing him grown, and he's becoming a young little man, and we're seeing him off, and he's just so cute because you can feel for him. And
he's having big boy emotions.
Yes. He is.
I like it.
And the fact that they gave that to him, especially at the time where his mother's supposed to be playing this 14-year-old boy.
So technically, they're like around the same age,
right? And we saw the brother, like the arguments that they were having, the bickering back and forth with each other. All that I think on Marshall's behalf is helping Tara's Tony Collette's character as Bryce shine more.
I agree.
As we're killing off the rest.
Great.
As we're killing off the rest of the alters, we saw Buck at the beginning freaking out to Max, talking about we have a nom situation.
He did say that.
And the alters are trying to get out, and he's going to have a beer before he gets shot
it's
out.
His last meal.
There's no helicopters. And which confused Max, because all of a sudden... Buck turns back into Bryce, and Bryce goes into detail of how he killed
Buck. But we didn't actually see that.
No.
Yeah.
He spoke to Charmaine about it as he's storing Buck's guns and
his ammo,
his ninja stars. Did I see ninja stars in there? I did.
You
right?
might have.
I think I saw one.
I wouldn't deny it. You know, Max is hiding these weapons. Neil's telling Charmaine he wants to move to Houston, get away from all this stuff.
He wants to sell the house and move to Houston.
Can't blame him, though.
No, not at all. I mean, I think they should.
And not even just with the terrorist situation, but the fact, like, you know, Max had to fire Neil, and Neil needs a job.
Right.
And his job is in Houston, isn't it?
Well... He could get a job easier in Houston.
Where's he was gone for like three episodes? Wasn't he in Houston?
I think
I
so.
I don't remember.
Remember, he probably left. He got a job somewhere else, and that's why he was gone.
Well, go Neil. Charmaine brings up the topic of committing terror, which will be a running theme through this episode that we saw.
Mm-hmm. Which is shocking that, I mean, I get that it's a TV show, but it's a little surprising that it's never been brought up before.
Well, she had done it before. She was put away and it didn't help.
Right.
She tried to get, then she got out and she was on medications that didn't help. So she's just been trying to find all these different ways. And now it's just to the point of, okay, now it's dangerous and she needs to go to, she needs to be back there. Because there's nowhere else they can really go with this. You know, we cut to the basement scene where Bryce is, like, making these sexual comments to Kate. Last week, she made sexual comments about the baby, and
it's a little awkward.
It's awkward. It's not safe for anybody. I mean, Kate was barricading her door.
Yeah, when that happens, I think,
I think it's time to move out, right?
I think so.
I think it's time you just go stay at a motel for the evening.
I mean, I don't even get how this family thinks that they're going to carry on with their normal lives, like knowing this person.
Psychopath.
Yeah, like how do you even just sit down and have coffee? Like they're just sort of, I would just be in my room in a corner every day. Yes.
Can I? Sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm done.
I need to admit that I had a problem with this episode. Okay. Like a huge issue with this episode.
What was that?
And it seemed like to me the storylines were great. I think everyone did, you know, think that was awesome. But I think that Marshall and Kate as actors phoned it in on this episode, meaning like they didn't put everything into it that they should have as an actor. And it just like it seemed, it like stood out to me for some reason, and I just wanted to see if you guys had a similar experience or if it was just me.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah. I like the sister, the scene between the two of them.
Oh, in the bed.
Yeah. I thought that was,
that was touching. That I didn't get cute. It, but it was touching. I guess I had no idea what they were doing.
It was like a game they used to play,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Whatever the crunchy little ice situation was. But Allie, what were you going to say?
I mean, I know that in Marshall's, his like character arc now is he's just become this, when it comes to being in the presence of Bryce, he gets this sort of apathetic, like he doesn't care anymore, and that I understand. But he's been, I think it's also he's been so emotional like the entire threes, just about everything. He's always been so emotional that now that he's not,
it seems weird.
It seems weird. Kate, on the other hand, I agree that she was a little lacking in the,
like, not present.
Yeah, but that also might be, I don't, and again, I don't know if it is the actors or it's the fact that that's just sort of where they're at right now, where they're done with this and they just want to move on with their lives, so they can't really, like, how much more can they give
as characters?
As characters,
okay.
As right. As real as actors,
right?
They can give one more episode. Oh, it's worth.
Right.
Well,
I get it. I can see that too. Yep. That helps.
But that's the thing. I'm not sure which one it is. So right. We'll never know.
Okay, let's get back to what happened. Sorry.
We had, you know, Bryce going back and forth between Kate and Marshall, making the, you know, the bitter comments about the fruitcake and applying
that's
it to
right.
Marshall. And that's, you know, we did see, that's when Marshall, like you said, Allie, was giving off that, I don't really care anymore. And ha, 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 real funny. Like, because
Grandma brought a fruitcake.
Do you think Marshall is upset? Because Kate, the way we've looked, I noticed with Kate this episode, is Kate has always given into the fact of like, okay, this is mom's sickness, I'm dealing with it. It's not mom's fault, it's these altars' fault. Mm. In this episode, I kind of felt Marshall looks at it more of like he's just upset with his mother. Do you guys feel
I got
that?
Yeah. I felt the same thing, that he's more upset with Tara than he is with anybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think Marshall believes that if she just would have sought help when, you know, when it became apparent that she needed it. Like, I guess we in the beginning of the season, this first couple episodes, it was, she was coming off, she was like weaning herself off her Medicaid, or she was not taking them anymore. And then she was just sort of letting it play out because she thought she was better. And then she gradually, right? That's how it happened. Yep. And I think that since that point, you know, Marshall was never really sure if that was a good idea. Neither was Max, and Kate sort of liked tea. I think they kind of liked hanging out together. But other than that, none of them ever thought it was a good idea for her to do that. And now that it's transformed into this continuous event that's sort of just gradually ruining everyone's lives. Like, Marshall can't be a normal teenager, and he's turning into his father. Yes. And I think that's what he's afraid most of.
But also at the same time, it was Tara's decision to not tell anyone about Bryce.
Right. That so too.
There's that as well.
Well, from the beginning, because in this episode we find out through Bryce that Tara didn't tell. When Bryce made the comment that Tara never told anybody about Bryce, I think that was as a child.
I got that too.
Right.
And because as we've learned from the second season, Tara forgot about Bryce. Not that she forgot it, but it was an inner.
Well, that's what the altars were for. To help her forget, right?
To help her forget. Yeah.
Right. But I'm talking about Bryce, the altar, his appearance. Because when Bryce first showed up as the altar, she didn't tell anybody.
Right.
And only Hatteras knew until that dinner party.
Unless he was talking about him showing up as an altar, because then he says, like, she wanted this to happen. Like, she wanted to get rid of the altars, and that was the only way that...
Oh.
I think that she was talking. I don't think they were... He was referring to her as a child.
Tara as the adult?
I did think it was a child when I first watched it, but now that we're talking about it, I think he meant that she wanted this to happen.
She wanted to get rid of the altars, and this was the only way.
Right. I mean, why...
And right as that was that... what part did he say that at?
Because when they went to the grave.
Oh, it was the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they were going down into the basement... He also made the comment of, hey, man, you know, if you, not like you miss them, if they're all gone, you'll be free, I'll be free. And
yeah.
So it's almost in a way, and I've noticed this with the past two episodes, that Bryce, there are times where I feel Bryce and Tara are working mentally together.
You think?
Well, in the sense of getting rid of the altars and trying to figure out what's wrong with the situation.
Or she's just letting it happen.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, she's had more control over
the other altars
for a while now. And for some reason, Bryce is around more than anybody.
Right. I think that it's maybe when it first started to happen, when she first started picking them off, I think it just spiraled out of control for her.
Interesting.
But the part where Alice comes in after and talks to Marshall after Bryce basically craps all over his dead boyfriend, essentially. I know, it's so sad. When Alice sort of makes her way through, I actually wrote down that Tara is fighting through Bryce almost. Like, she's still there. I don't think she's gone completely. Clearly she's not, because we saw. But when he ended the last episode saying... you know, don't you get it? She's not coming back, but she's still there. She's definitely still there. And I think that she can fight her way through it. And I think if she tried hard enough, she could fight her way through Bryce, but there's a reason that she's not. And I guess we're going to see it in the next episode.
And to play off of that, we've always seen when she tried to fight and she wasn't able to, she would send her altars out, or whichever altar fit the
right
moment.
Right.
And we saw that play in full force today at the museum.
Mm-hmm. When T showed up.
But it's funny because when Max tried to kiss Tara, she didn't come out. You know, she was right. in a place that Tara loves the museum. It was all about Tara, Tara, Tara.
They were in the bathroom.
To bring Tara out. And then, right. you know, Max wanted to, you know, kiss her. And nothing came through. But then it was almost like Tara was fighting through to apologize to her children. And that's why T came out to talk to Kate. Because T and Kate,
yeah,
they got along the first season. But then as they grew, they've had a really bad...
They're catty girls.
Yeah.
But everyone in the family got to see one altar.
That's right. That's true.
Before the altars passed?
Before they all passed.
Yeah, Tara got episode. Kate. Yeah.
Kate got T. Marshall got Alice.
That's right. Yeah.
Max got Buck.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Jinx.
You owe me a Pepsi.
I mean, if you think about those three, those were the first three altars, and those were the ones that, I guess they correspond most to, like, Max. She can have this sort of, like, drinking, bowling, uh-huh. sporting buddy. And Alice, she can be this little pampering
mother.
Right, to Marshall. Right, and then she can be Kate's best friend with T. Like, it's just these dividing personalities that correspond to each of the family members, which is, I mean, it's appropriate.
Very.
Yeah.
I liked how they brought those out.
I didn't like... the way Tara played T, though. She hasn't been around for a while. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was half-assed, or it wasn't, or maybe she forgot how to play her or something, but it was definitely different.
I did notice. You noticed, right? Half-assed, and also half-assed with Marshall with the whole bedroom scene.
Well,
I think isn't she pregnant though?
She's
I don't know if she's
full pregnant.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, sure, and they had like a fight scene.
I'm sure that part was a double. Or
he like attacked her stomach, and I was like, "Oh my god, she's pregnant! He's gonna kill her baby."
And then I'm thinking, like, you know, you pay attention to these classes that they have for mothers and stuff, and you have to do certain things when you're pregnant. I'm like, what is this child gonna come out like?
Having I know, to go right? through
like. The script readings and the acting of all this stuff. Like, this child's going to be like...
This kid might be crazy. This kid might have multiple personalities. I know, right?
Oh, my God.
How awesome would that be?
Well, let's get back. Cause
again.
Max was in denial this whole episode.
Max has been in denial his whole marriage.
I don't know if he's in denial. I think he's more...
Afraid.
Optimistic.
I don't know if he's afraid either.
I think he's
more optimistic, yeah. And he wants to believe that he can help his wife. Like, he loves her so much that he wants to be able to be the one to fix the problem.
Right. Well, he even says to his mother when his mother tells him to leave, you know, you should leave, and your father didn't have a choice. And he says, no, like, my father did have a choice. I think that Max is making his choice, and he doesn't want to be that guy that just ups and leaves his family.
Right.
When they, I mean, what kind of person would he be? You know,
if he left his wife.
Right. Max is definitely not the abandoning type.
Right. But at the same time, she brought up a very interesting point to him that his father left and his only mistake was leaving him behind. Like, why has he never thought about leaving with the kids?
Well, I also felt like Kate's leaving and doing her own, which at the beginning when they had that whole like Christmas like little segment at the beginning
where everyone seemed like they were a happy couple,
and Kate making pancakes for Evan and the little
the devil baby,
like really
devil baby,
and she like just Bryce smiled Jr. at him like, oh, you have an orange in your mouth.
Tell him he's a turkey. Because we have inside jokes now that we're getting along. Meanwhile, she looks like his babysitter when she was giving him...
I'm so mad.
It's like, oh my god, they could actually be brother and sister.
They could.
Dirty.
It is Kansas.
It is Kansas.
It is. I'm also wondering if Max is afraid of just being alone, because Tara's all he's known.
Maybe.
From college.
That could be it, too.
And it was interesting, the grandmother, you know, because we don't really know too much about Max's mom or why she's so crazy. Or
is she agoraphobic? Yeah.
That's what popped into my head.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't remember what that meant.
Have you ever seen the show Shameless?
No.
I thought it was, but then I remembered that I didn't know.
Shameless is an awesome show, and Joan Cusack plays an agoraphobic.
An agoraphobic?
Yeah.
An agoraphobic?
An agoraphobic, whatever it's called.
What is agoraphobia?
I think it's when you're afraid to leave your, like, a comfortable setting, yes, or whatever. Like, you can't, okay, go outside. You
like,
don't,
you're afraid to leave your house.
Really bad.
Well, she
anxiety.
Said, I thought I was going to die if I went outside.
Okay. So I did know what it meant.
You did.
I just wasn't sure.
Which is kind of like Dr. Hatterson's patient. He thought, yes, that what if he went outside, he would fly away. But I don't think that, was agoraphobic. I think that was just...
That was delusion.
No, yeah, like, agoraphobic, you are... If something from outside comes in, you have to put it, like, wrap it and clean it and put it in, like, a bag, and it can't touch anything that you're comfortable with because, right, you're allowing the outside in.
Yeah, you can't be in crowds either.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's why when the grandmother comes downstairs and she's like, why are we underground?
I think I'm agoraphobic. Honestly.
You wouldn't be here right now.
It takes a lot to get here.
Takes a lot for him to stay, too.
It does. Also,
not agoraphobic.
Every time
I just hate
here, I
people.
I have to go to the bathroom and I have to wash my hands 2 times.
All right. We can talk about that after. with what the mother, you know, was saying about explaining she was afraid to leave, it's funny because there's a quote that I read yesterday as I watched this show, and it said, "Don't let fear destroy your sanity." And that's basically, mm-hmm, what this whole entire show is about.
Mm.
These people are, I mean, even the grandmother, for her to understand, like she said, and now I'm just old and I just don't care anymore.
Right.
That's what she could see her terror growing to be herself. And why should anybody have to go through that? You know, she mentioned, why keep Marshall here to try and fix something he never broke to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
The grandma was very wise.
She was.
She was tough cookie, and like she knew her stuff.
Not bad for a woman who wears Christmas sweaters all year round.
Right?
Question.
She might be crazy, but she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, she's had a lot of time to think.
She had a lot of experience too.
Yeah.
Did you guys think it was unrealistic of them to not have Bryce taunt the grandmother more? I just felt like it was unrealistic.
No.
Because the grandmother's sleeping on the couch downstairs in the open. And how many times was the grandmother making these catty jokes and why are you, you know, Tara said, why are you here and all this? And I just felt like all she did was smash her snow globe. To me, like you said, playing these characters half-assed this episode, I just...
Why didn't Bryce taunt her more?
Expected her.
His beef isn't with the grandma.
It's not. I feel like he left her alone.
Yeah, and the only reason he did that to Dr. Hatterson is because he is trying to get Bryce to go away. Like, anyone who stands in his way. But the grandma's not actually doing anything. She's just sort of giving this advice and just these, like, ominous suggestions, like, you know, I'll break your fingers and all this stuff. Like, but he knows that she's harmless. He knows that she has no power over him. Dr. Hatterson might have
been able to get rid of him.
Right.
I get it. That, mm-hmm, makes sense. You make sense.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So
I try.
With this, let's make sense of this situation. Neil was going through Buck's porn,
mm-hmm,
and found an obituary with Bryce Crane, for Bryce Crane.
Mm.
So after the grandmother threatens to break Bryce's fingers off, Neil, Charmaine, and Max kidnap Bryce and bring him to the graveyard.
Right.
They explain Bryce is dead, why Bryce killed himself, because he felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
But they,
go ahead.
How do they know that? Did it say that in the obit?
I mean,
I don't deny it. I wouldn't play against it.
If someone were committing the kind of person that Bryce was, and then he ended up killing himself, they could probably assume that it was a mental distress of some sort.
Right.
I mean, why else would he, unless he did it by accident? Which
is possible.
It seems
it
likely, but Well, then he should do it on purpose. Love Kansas.
This makes the whole situation more confusing in the sense of every time Tara's found out a new fact about her past, is she always gets better. Bringing her to the actual site, seeing Bryce Crane, she still just kept denying it and denying it and denying it. Which confuses me because typical Tara in the past two episodes, even the beginning of the third, that would be a step towards bringing Tara back out. But Bryce still stood strong right there.
Right.
And also played to the fact that saying things like, Tara wanted this to happen.
Right.
Now, I totally agree with you in saying Tara wanted this to happen for Bryce to come out to kill the Alters to help fix herself. But then also played in the fact of the bedroom scene with Tara and Marshall. Tara spoke about, Bryce spoke about love and said.
To Marshall?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
What did he say? He said.
His profound words.
Never forget your first love. Lips, eyes, hands, all wrapped up in a rusty car.
Right.
First thing I thought was, wait a minute, did he spy on Lionel and Max and Marshall that night? But then it went back to Tara wanted this to happen. She liked it. That's why she didn't tell anybody.
The fact liked
of, as a child, she had a feelings for Bryce, and that's where the sexual.
I know, that's what I thought when he said that, which I thought was creepy, kind of.
That, well, and that, so, and that's
Tara
what I think,
wanted
yeah,
to be touched by her brother.
Yeah,
and well, that's a stepbrother, right?
I kind of agree with
right?
it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Or so half it's not brother. Like. Oh. Well, I think half it's
brother.
Is it half brother?
It was a half brother.
Oh, that, no, that's gross.
I mean, still, it's only a half, but it's still a half that you're related to. So for me, I mean, it's a little strange. But then, like we said earlier, there's maybe, I don't know, what were we talking about earlier? How she wanted Bryce to come out to get rid of. The
yeah, we're trying to figure
to the
out
Alters,
yeah.
And Bryce sort of just got out of hand.
Yeah, I think she lost control of this one.
She lost control.
I mean, it really depends, or maybe it's written that way so it's open to interpretation, because maybe we're not supposed to know exactly what he's referring to, if he's referring to the incident with her as a child, or if they're referring to when she brought Bryce out to kill the Alters. I mean, I thought it was her as a child, and then I thought it was the adults, but now, I don't know. Now I don't know.
It could be anything. They're just confusing us, and it's not really helping at all.
I mean, I'm sure we'll figure out more.
I mean, I hope.
They're going to have to explain some part of it for the
season
finale.
It's the
season
finale. They don't have to explain anything if they don't want to. I mean, the show's ending.
That's true.
It is, and for a moment at the very end, I thought they were going to just end it this episode, or we were going to have to.
It seemed like it. Because then after the fight with Marshall in the bedroom, after Bryce kills
Alice,
Tara's back.
Right.
The fist fight with Marshall is what brought Tara back.
Right. Well, because she hurt her kid, or she tried to.
Right.
I think it's when her motherly instinct, when she needs it, like when she needs to be the mother, I think she comes out. Because she made a comment in the last, or the episode before last, where she said, if I can't, you know, suck it up and be there for him, then what kind of mother? I think that there's that one part of her that, like, there's a line that, regardless of all the stuff that she's done as her and her Alters, I think that if she, when it comes down to her being a mother, like when they actually really need her, I think she ends up coming through even for a little bit. She's able to just pull through and be there, even if it's for like
a split second.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised how long she stayed, Tara.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it Was it a full day that she stayed Tara, or did she just like change and they were in the car?
I don't know. I guess it happened right after.
It must have happened right after.
Yeah. It's not like she packed or anything. Like, she was just in the car.
Yeah. So as they're driving in the car, they're going to
the loony bin.
The loony bin. So again, and you know, Tara said, "Do you think it's gonna work this time? I'm gonna miss you." And he said, "I'm not going anywhere."
But she is.
And in her head, she said, "Yeah, till death do us part, through sickness and health."
Mm-hmm. She went through her marriage vows.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of clicked in her head, like, he's gonna really stay with me forever, and I may not be helped. I may not be fixed.
Right. If the only thing that can split them up is death, then so be it.
Which makes me think, like, they have to have a one more big bang surprise for why Tara's doing these things, because there's something else that she's not explaining. And
do you really think she's hiding something?
We know
right now we understand everything, like even to the point of like she might have wanted Bryce to touch him, and it's like, okay, you were young, you didn't know, he probably shawoozled his way through in your mind. And
that's not a word.
It's a word in
it is now.
It is after this. So yeah, I think that there's one other thing, and I don't know what it could be.
I think it would be unfair of the show's creators to have another secret that a character is keeping from the audience and then reveal it the last episode of a series.
Like she's been making it up the whole time.
That, yes. Well, I mean, that would be hilarious.
It's funny because that thought has really popped up. Not made up, but the fact of, because, you know, Bryce said, he didn't do anything. I'm the one doing it.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself.
Wait, who said that?
Bryce as Tara said that.
When?
Or Tara as Bryce at the grave.
So, oh, right.
Yeah.
So my thought was, okay, I want to know Charmaine's side of the story.
Of what happened with Bryce?
Yes, because if Bryce was really never, if she can't recollect anything, then it's like.
That's true.
Is Tara making up? Did Tara just need Fiend for attention as a child? Did she maybe.
Maybe she started
it. Bryce did this to her and he really never did? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
how screwed up would that be?
Well, how screwed up is this show?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. But.
She's a step away from molesting her own kids.
That her entire adult life, she has created alters, like, had multiple personalities that were completely fake.
I mean, she could have created them to deal with something that she did instead of dealing with something that happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, Dr. Hatteras so would smart. Be correct.
So profound.
Dr. Hatteras would be correct about what?
In the sense of...
That DID doesn't exist?
Yes, because if that is the case, if it was caused by somebody else,
uh-huh,
and your body reacted that way...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I could see it being a legit disease, quote unquote.
Disorder.
Right. But for you to just be holding it all inside of you and to be reacting that way, it's almost like because you're holding on to it, you're creating lies.
Mm.
And it's just lying. And you're just feeding into these lies. And I know people who lie so much that they honestly believe it's like, you really, no, honey, you really never went to Florida.
Like I did go to Florida. It sucked.
You know?
Went to Florida once.
So.
No, I mean, I get that. There are people that are compulsive liars and they lie so much that they start to believe their own lies.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But to have created multiple personalities of yourself.
Maybe it's all to deal with the guilt of what she did.
Yeah. I just think there's going to be a huge something.
Something's coming.
Yeah, something's coming.
And so the episode ends with Tara jumping over the dam. Is it a dam or was it a bridge?
Are there bodies of water in Kansas?
Yeah. Wait, good question.
There has to be.
And was it deep? Because obviously she's back next week.
Right.
Yeah. In a poncho.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the dam. I think it's a dam.
Maybe.
Doesn't the Mississippi run through Kansas?
Does it? I thought it ran through Mississippi. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know geography.
Wouldn't that be more topography?
Topography.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
All right, so we're going to shoot over to a commercial. Okay. Break, and when we get back, we'll talk about what we think is going to happen next week.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
I did it again.
Did you do it on purpose this time?
Yes, I did. If you listen to our Nurse Jackie episode, I cut the commercial quick just to get into predictions because I'm so excited. And I am.
And you did it again a second earlier.
Although
than
I'm not
Jackie.
I can say I'm not as excited for these predictions as I was for Jackie. I was like legit, like watching those previews for next week. I was like, what? This one, I'm just like. I'm excited, but I'm also sad at the same time. So, but I just thought it was funny. And I knew you would catch on to it too, David. All right, so next week, I don't even know what to say we saw next week because it looked like
a lot of stuff was happening.
It looked like a lot of past stuff they were showing us as well. And
well, because Tara jumps over the thing, the dam. Mm. I'm sticking to it. It's a dam. It was made of cement.
It's a quarry.
Fine, I'll give you that. And then we see her in a poncho, a yellow poncho, talking to Max, upset, as Tara.
Right.
And as a show ends, right, don't they normally, a show creator will recap what has happened in previous seasons?
Yeah, I think we'll get that next
week. I mean, we're definitely going to get that next week.
Yeah.
And so, also, we saw the altars again. All of them.
And they were all messed up.
They were, like, all bloody and, like, beat up, but...
Why are they back?
And they were all in all together again. Like, at the beginning of the season.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe... Just from what we saw at the end, it's maybe she felt Bryce coming back, and then that's who made her jump.
Or she jumped before he could come back.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, because in the next one, she's like, oh, I need real help. And I was like, well, we were taking you to get real help, and you just sort of...
And you sort of jumped over.
Remember that time you jumped off a bridge?
It's a dam. It's a bridge over a dam.
All right, so...
I'm going to find out if there's a big body of water in Kansas, just to let you know.
A big body of water. What else was your homework, too? To find out if there's cameras in hospitals.
Yes. I had to write that stuff down.
Cameras in hospitals?
Yes.
I'll explain after.
Oh, dear. Did you? Why did you do something bad?
He wants to steal babies.
No, I don't. Don't put that out there. I'm not stealing anyone's baby.
I'm just kidding.
And that's the...
I really don't know what to expect. I know what is supposed to happen, but from what's supposed to happen, they've already explained it. She's going to go to the cuckoo bin in Boston that Dr. Hatteras recommended.
If she makes it. She doesn't stop to jump off every large body of water dam.
I don't know if that's where she was going this episode.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't drive there, and she had no luggage or anything of that sort.
No.
And I can't picture Max, like, driving her to the airport and be like, all right, have fun.
Well, how far is Boston from Kansas?
Far.
Yeah.
Like, is it not drivable far?
No. I mean, they could, but that'd be a really long drive.
It would be at least a couple of days.
And we wouldn't have a great episode next week.
Of them just
it's
driving.
It's a long drive to have with a homicidal maniac.
Right? Right.
And he would be crazy because he would not allow that drive to happen.
Right.
Oh.
I wonder where he was taking her then.
Well, I think Charmaine had found...
Right.
A loony bin in close vicinity.
Ah.
But Dr. Hatters had recommended that one in
the
Boston.
The one in Boston.
And from what I've read and...
spoiler alert.
Sorry, guys. It is a little spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
This is
so excessive. Spoiler alert.
It's so annoying.
Spoiler alert.
Stop
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
I need that as an alarm. Can I have that as a recording to wake me up in the morning, please?
Never.
So, yeah, she goes to the Boston one is from what I've read. But, I mean, next week, they didn't show anybody else other than Tara.
They showed nobody but Tara.
So, I mean,
the family getting into a fight at dinner. That was it. So, I have no idea what's happening next week.
I can't predict anything.
I know what I would like to happen, I think.
And what is it?
I wouldn't like her to go to a loony bin.
How would you want her to deal with this? Because I don't want an open ending. Like, I don't want it
to
be...
No, I know. I don't want an open ending either. Nothing pisses me off more than when a series ends and it's open-ended.
Eastwick.
Sorry. The TV show?
Yes.
Did you really think that show was going to last long?
I didn't think it was going to last long. But
did you also think Kashmir Mafia was going to last long?
I don't even know what that show is.
That's the other show Lindsay Price was on.
I don't even know who Lindsay Price is.
She was the...
Kashmir Mafia?
She was the, like, half-Asian girl on Eastwick.
Oh, okay.
But exactly. That's the Eastwick, other Brooke Shields was in it.
Dangerous sweaters.
Eastwick could have had like two more episodes and been like a TV movie of the version, and I would have enjoyed that, but they just cut it off at a point where I was like, really?
Sorry. There was another
like Party
show.
Down.
Party Down.
Party Down.
Party Down.
I don't know what that is.
They ended that with Adam Scott, the love of my life.
Adam Scott is from what?
Heroes? Like everything.
Like everything.
Everything. He's like, he always plays like small side parts. He was the Derek in Step Brothers. He was, oh my God. I don't know. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's always the co-star.
Or Beautiful Life with Misha Barton.
I gotta catch up on some
that
stuff.
That show was on the air for two episodes.
Well, that's because she was a raging pill addict while they were filming that, I think.
That's also what her character was.
And I suppose she fits well then. No, I think she's just gotten arrested or something.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Something like that. Anyway, what would you like to happen?
What I would like to happen is just... I mean, ideally, I would just like her to go back to normal and take care of her damn family. But
realistically,
I think someone's gonna die.
You think someone's dying?
I think someone might die, or either that, or like Tara will die. Just Bryce will just take over, and
it'll be Bryce forever.
Yeah.
How?
And then
really?
She'll just be. I can picture like the
Your
last.
Your eyes just got like this.
Big. I can picture the last shot, just like her in a straitjacket in the corner of the rubber room, just like as Bryce with that creepy little
that
glare
would be crazy.
Of his. Just bye.
And that's why they have to go to the Boston facility.
That would be so. That would be a great way to end it.
I
actually,
could, yeah. If you aren't gonna leave it like, oh, she might be better, end it like that.
That would be amazing.
I would love that. All right, well, that's what we got for you guys this week. We will be back next week for the series finale, Sad Face of United Aww. States of Terror. Like always, guys, it's always a pleasure talking about this with you. Coffee talk here at the AfterBuzz studio. Until next week, toodle frickin' loo.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.